Yeah, so on Friday night, a perpetrator entered a city festival. They were celebrating 650 years of the foundation of a small city in the west of Germany, Solingen, and knifed down nine individuals. Three died on the scene. Luckily, everyone else survived. It was then a bit confusing to figure out what it was, but it turns out the perpetrator has now been arrested. That this was very likely a IS-inspired attack.
What do you know about who this individual is?
So this individual is a mid-20 Syrian national who came to Bulgaria in 2022, registered there as a refugee, and then traveled onwards to Germany and registered again as a refugee. The German authorities then wanted to extradite him back to Bulgaria because there's a Dublin Protocol, which says if you enter the European Union and claim asylum, you have to claim asylum in the first country of the European Union where you have entered the Union, in this case, Bulgaria. And so they wanted to extradite him back. They couldn't find him because he was hiding from the authorities. He was absolutely unremarkable until last weekend. He didn't commit any crimes. He apparently didn't frequent any Islamist mosques or prayer circles. There is an Islamist scene in Solingen itself. And so far as we know, he had no prior contacts. So it is really a classic inspired attack. Also, the way that he attacked individuals in Solingen is paradigmatic what exactly IS is advising its sympathizers to do during a knife attack. So there are instructional videos of IS from the time of the Caliphate, where they demonstrate on live hostages, Syrian soldiers, on how most effectively to attack. And they say, do not aim for the chest, aim for the jugular, for the throat. That's where you do more damage. That's where you can attack multiple persons. If you stab someone in the chest, the knife, it gets stuck or may break off. And they advise, use your kitchen knife. Don't procure any weird hunting knives that may, you know, raise suspicion. Use a normal kitchen knife. And he did use a normal kitchen knife in this case. So it has all the hallmarks of an inspired attack in which the perpetrator has no prior contacts, no communication with IS until right before the attack. Unfortunately, so far, neither the mobile phone nor the laptop of the perpetrator has been recovered. So we don't know yet the full story of.
What are you finding? What do you see here as what most Germans, Europeans, and the rest of the world are going to see and get from what took place?
Well, I mean, there are two real major elements that we have to take into account. So, number one, since 2019, we have systematically withdrawn from all the regions in which IS and Al-Qaeda are continuing to grow. 2019, fall of the Caliphate, major reduction in military operations against IS in the Middle East, Syria, and Iraq. 2021, withdrawal from Afghanistan, the return of the Taliban, the same individuals who harbored Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden until 2001 are back in the same positions, and we expect them to act differently. Of course, they're still protecting international terrorists. 2023 onwards, through the end of the MINUSMA UN operation in Mali, but also through a wave of military coups, the complete withdrawal of Western troops from Western Africa, where both Al-Qaeda and the IS, ISIS, the Islamic State, have incredible, fascinatingly large growth at the moment. So these groups have now much more operational breathing room. And as you can expect, since they're no longer primarily concerned with survival, they are now, of course, concentrating on what their core of their ideology is, meaning attacking the West, Europe, the United States, in order to weaken our societies and weaken our resolve. The second element, of course, and we have discussed this so many times, I have lost count on your channel. We have a very permissive social media and messenger service environment. So permissive, then a couple of hours ago, the CEO of Telegram was arrested when he was landing in France because the French government had just about enough on how much illegal stuff, terrorism-related, crime-related content is on Telegram. We have not seen a sea change here that these platforms, who very likely played a major role again in the radicalization of the perpetrator in Solingen, are doing anything to prevent this.
There's been a plot in Vienna. There was this that took place. There was Moscow. There was a situation that happened in the UK recently. And I remember last Christmas, there was this cathedral.
My count is we have arrested 12 Islamic State cells in the last 2 years in Germany alone.
Give us the status of what ISIS is doing or is in Germany right now, in the region right now.
I mean, especially, I talked about the more operational space in the core areas of this organization, right, which gives them more breathing room to prepare attacks abroad. And we see these effects here. In addition, of course, since October 7 last year, media has been dominated justifiably by reports about Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthis. This is really putting IS and Al-Qaeda under pressure. These organizations only work, can recruit, can radicalize, and can finance themselves through their donors if they are in the media. So IS is under pressure to do spectacular operations. Moscow was one example. Taylor Swift was another attempt. Unfortunately, Solingen was another successful example, but they really try all different methods. Very much organized attacks. We in Germany have a cell of Tajiks who infiltrated Germans as AKP members to perpetrate attacks and were arrested. We have inspired attacks like Solingen. We have directed attacks like Taylor Swift. So the organization tries over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's just a matter of statistics. Security forces have to be 100% successful all the time. For a terrorist operation, it just needs to be successful once. If they arrest 10 perpetrators, they're going to try an 11th and 12th and 13th time. But the real bad news is, after successful attacks, it's also not going to stop. ISIL propaganda is celebrating this attack in Solingen now, and it will motivate more people, and they will continue to call for more attacks, not just in Germany, but in Europe and the West in general.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.